Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, Jill on Money, joins us now as she is when she's available at 6:20 on Mondays here on WTIC. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
I like it when she's available. Yeah, most Mondays.
Most Mondays. I understand. You don't take too many off. Unless
there's a tie game on Sunday Night Football and you have to stay up late.
Ugh. Like that. Ugh. You're a Met fan, right?
Oh, please. Yes. Yeah. I mean, of course, I'm so happy because I will tell you that exactly 10 days ago, I said, it's all over. And everybody said, you're out of your mind. There's no way they can lose it now. Well, yes, there is. If there's a way, we'll find it.
This whole tiebreaker thing is kind of lame, in my opinion, but it'd be nice to have just a one game. Why not? But
whatevs. They stink.
It's a big week, obviously, with the shutdown of the government possible, the job report late in the week. We did have a quarter point rate cut. I mean, it's I don't know if it's enough to move the needle on real estate or not. I mean, you know, here in Connecticut, inventory is still so small and prices are still going up that I don't think it's going to jog it.
Well, you know, I think that the weird coincidence about the higher rates and inventory is interesting because I think that as interest rates come down, many people will start thinking about listing their existing homes. You know, you'll see the difference. There's actually a weird divergence between new and existing homes right now, where new homes seem to be doing better than existing. Mm-hmm. I think it's really an inventory issue, as well as the builders out there are putting out many incentives. But when you look at an existing home, let's say, and I hear from these folks on my radio show and the podcast all the time, like, oh, I have a house, but we're busting at the seams, but I don't want to give up my 3%, 3.5% mortgage, right?
Yep.
Well, as interest rates come down, and I think they will continue, you know, if we're, say, at about 6.25 or 6.34 right now, if you're at that level and we now come below 6, I think that's a price where a level at which a lot of people who own homes might say, ah, all right. I have a 3.5. If I could get 5.75, I could make it work. It, essentially, 5% looks like the actual real level where more and more people say they would list their homes and consider moving. And I think that would alleviate a lot of the inventory issues, especially in the Northeast, where we don't have as much new home building.
Yeah, and we hear anecdotal evidence in other parts of the country of stuff sitting on the market
longer.
Here in Connecticut, the only reason they sit on the market longer is that people were putting really bad houses on at exorbitant prices, trying to just gouge people. But there's also a contention, I don't know how credible it is, that there could be so much buying demand that even if you loosen up and people put their houses on the market, there'll be even more buying demand and it won't necessarily moderate prices.
Yeah, it's I don't know if we're going to get a price movement, really. I think that that's the big issue that a lot of buyers face is even if they can afford the monthly nut, it's this down payment is very difficult. And I hear about this quite a bit. You know, this is going to sound weird for Connecticut, but I'm just going to say nationally, the median home price is, let's call it around $440,000. I know it could be a lot more in Connecticut, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But let's just deal with that. At $440,000, if you are looking, let's say you're young and you're starting out and maybe you're just a couple and you look at accumulating $44,000, which is just 10% of the purchase price as a down payment, that's very difficult for a lot of people. Even if you can carry the home, this is really a big issue. So there are a lot of programs. There are assistance programs to accumulate a down payment, a lot of them for first-time home buyers. You can check out a company called Down Payment Resource. It tracks all these programs nationwide. And interestingly, more and more people, of course, turning to their families.
Yeah.
So if you're turning to your family, you know what I'm going to tell you. Come on, gang. Let's make sure that we are clear about whether this is a loan or a gift. And if it is a gift, if you are an adult parent helping your adult child with a down payment, I would encourage you to make it really clean, meaning put it down on paper. And if there is one child who is favored in this versus another, you have a conversation with everybody about it. And you can either say, let's pretend that I'm the bust out kid and I need help. No, I'm just kidding. I need help with my down payment. But you're the really, you know, you're very accomplished. You have a lot of money. I might say to you as the parent, hey, your sister needs more help than you do. I'm going to give her the money for the down payment. Now, that may bend you out of shape, but at least I've said it. And if you want to make it equal, then you can always do that in your estate documents. Hey, I'm giving one sibling $44,000. I'm going to make an adjustment over time
right.
to the other. Just make it clean. Otherwise, you could have a very bad Thanksgiving ahead of you.
I think that the scenario that I see more with my friends' children and or nephews and nieces, whatever, is they move home when they get their first job and then save, and
yes.
then gather the money that way.
Which is great. I mean, it's just in my, I'm so old that going back home was seen as like absolutely never. How about the first of never?
My dad was basically like, I'll pay you not to come home.
My parents, I remember when I got my first job on Wall Street, I was a clerk and there was a very low level, low pay, and you would get an increase once you became a trader. And I remember saying to my dad, who was at the time a trader, my parents could afford to help me. I said, oh, how am I going to pay my rent if I'm going to take this bad low paying job, which is actually has the most advancement possibility? He says, well, I guess you should sell your car, which is what I did. That's how I paid my rent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good dad. Look at you now.
Right.
What are we What are we expecting for jobs? I mean, I don't know how much to, I honestly politically don't know how to sort of process the new head of the BLS stuff.
I'll process it for you. Okay. Don't worry about it. BLS is fine for right now.
Okay.
I think there's going to be like 40,000 jobs-ish, 40 to 50,000 jobs.
Wow.
And remember that the August report showed 22,000 jobs. So that we showed a real fall off. There's going to be a lot of government workers that fall off payrolls in this report. This is like that. Remember, a lot of people took an early retirement, but they got paid through and then September it ended. So we're going to see some government workers fall off here. But let's just say there's 40 or 50,000 jobs. The unemployment rate stays at 4.3%. Wages are up 3.7% from a year ago. I mean, it should not be a blockbuster. Obviously, we have the shutdown looming. And I think that it's very weird. There was a wonderful article in the Times about this by Jeff Sommer. He's a very good writer. And he went back and said, hey, what did it do to investors when the government shut down? What do you think the answer is?
I don't want to say anything.
Not really. How about nothing?
It didn't move the needle.
I mean, it does in the minute like that it's happening, but you know, there's like something like 21 different funding, like they're funding gaps of something like since in the last 50 years. And there have been like 14 actual shutdowns of at least one day or more. And you know what? Over time, it does not actually have any impact on the market. I think it depends. We're in this very strange period, but I do think that if we see some massive amount of jobs that just stop and layoffs begin, then it's real market moving, but we won't know that in the near term.
Well, we're gonna don't take next week off, okay? Because we got to talk
next week. No, I got Yom Kippur this week, so no working on Thursday. Okay. So I have a day off in between the government potentially shutting down on the jobs report.
Okay,
so that's it.
All
right. Just put that in your schedule, okay?
Good luck atoning, and I will see you on the other
side. I have a long list.
Yeah, as do I. Thanks, Jill. Have a great week.
Take care.
All right, Jill Schlesinger. Again, jillonmoney.com for the blog. She talks about real estate this week, and of course, you can see and hear her on CBS News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.